这是一个很特别的一个复活节。
It's a very special day.
为什么特别呢
？Why do we say it's a special day?
各位晓得这个复活节在教会的传统里面呢，它是在一个分叫做在所谓的春分，然后月圆之后的第一个主日。
It is the first Sunday after the spring equinox.
那么今年的这个春分是在上礼拜三，3月21号。
This year the spring equinox is March 23rd, last week.
那月圆是在昨天。
And last night was when the moon was full.
所以春分月圆之后的第一个礼拜日。
So the first Sunday after the full moon of the spring equinox.
这种复活节是在370几年前另外有一次，所以是很难得的，在将近300-400年之后又有这种在月圆的隔天马上是复活节。
It's a very special occasion because this only happened 300 years before when Easter happened on the Sunday after the equinox.
复活节对基督徒是一个非常重要的日子。
This is a very important day for all Christians.
因为这是一个曾经在历史上发生的一天的事情。
It's something that's so important in the history of mankind.
基督徒知道这个在主后的30年的时候，耶稣基督是在罗马人的手下被害的。
Because Jesus was killed by the hand of the Romans AD 30.
他在十字架上为世人的罪来死。
He died on the cross for the sin of mankind.
但是三天之后他复活了。
But he was resurrected 3 days later.
而这个神迹呢，我们从这个路加福音24章45节到48节那里有点到这个事情。
And we can see this miracle in the book of Luke chapter 24.
我们一起来看这段经文。
Can we turn to this together?
我们都要同声来念，因为不多。那你如果念英文的人 ，if you in English, you can read in English. 你念中文的就用中文啊，台语也讲台语。好，我们就一起来念。
Let's read it together in your own language.
45节，请。于是
，Then he opened their minds,
他们的心窍
so they could understand the scripture.
使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说。
This is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Let's bow together and pray.
天上的父，我们真是感谢你，我们真是赞美你。
Father in heaven, we give you thanks, we praise you.
我们感谢是因为主，我们本来不配站在你面前。
We thank you because we're not worthy to stand in front of you.
但是我们竟然能够称为那一位创造万物的神做我们的天父。
But now we can say that you are our heavenly Father.
我们赞美你是因为这样子的事发生。
We praise you because you allow this to happen.
是为你借着你的爱子为我们舍命死在十字架上。
Because you have given us your precious son to die on the cross for us.
并且为我们复活。
And he was came back alive.
因此我们可以这时候能够来站在你面前成为活的人。
So that we can stand in front of you and be living people. People who have living spirits.
能够与那一位唯一的神能够有关系的人。
So that we can have a relationship with you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
这个主日我们再次来纪念这一件在历史上发生的极美极奇妙的事。
And this Sunday we want to remember what happened on this day.
并且在我们的生命中不断的成为见证。
And in our lives we want to be your living witness.
因为耶稣基督已经复活。
Because Jesus Christ is alive.
活在我们当中。
He's alive among us.
活在我们心里。
He's alive in our hearts.
并且要叫我们有一天与主相见，我们都要复活与主同享荣耀。
And one day we'll be alive again and meet our Savior. Thank you, God.
愿这个早上我们思想这件事，愿你的圣灵在我们当中。
So that your Holy Spirit can move around in us.
教导我们。
Teach us.
感动我们。
Move us.
提携我们。
Remind us.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们晓得。
We know,
基督信仰和世上其他所有的宗教一个最大的不同之一。
We know that there's one big difference between our Christian faith and other religions in this world.
就是除了基督教之外，世上所有的宗教没有任何一个宗教会谈到有这个所谓的复活节这种事情。
That besides Christianity, there's no other religion that talks about resurrection or Easter.
其他的宗教就是 要不就是他的神是没有死过，或者他的神死过就没有活过来。
In other religions, their gods probably have not died, or even if they died, they never came back to life.
有些宗教他所供奉的神明，他是已经死去的人。
Other religions, they may be worshipping people who have died.
有些神明他生前可能和人一样活着，啊，也和人一样后来死了。
Some of the gods they worship, they probably lived their lives as men, but they died.
当然，他就没有所谓的死而复活的这种情况。
So they never came back to life.
因此也就没有复活节。
And they do not celebrate.
另外，有一些宗教，他所说的神明。
For other religions, the deities they worship
是永远不会死的。
They would never die.
既然没有死过，当然也就没有所谓的复活的需要。
And because they never die, they don't need to come back to life.
当然也就没有复活节。
And they don't celebrate resurrection.
不过呢，有人说呢，这种不会死的神明啊，我们也不知道他到底有没有活过。
But then we can say that because they never die, we may never know if they ever truly lived.
当然，最主要的是，这种不会死的神明跟人距离其实很遥远，很遥远。
But those gods that never died, they are very distant from us.
因为他们不知道人是会有面对死亡的威胁。
Because they don't know that men were always threatened by death.
因为死亡对人是一个极大的痛苦。
Because death is something that causes pain in our lives.
死亡对人是一个极大的恐惧。
It's something that creates fear in our lives.
当人面对死亡的时候，心中是一片茫然。
When we face death, we feel at loss.
人面对死亡的时候，他不知所措。
We don't know what to do with it.
人面对死亡的时候是一个无奈。
We feel hopeless.
甚至在死亡前，人有时候还会极大的痛苦和挣扎。
And we suffer and struggle before we die.
就是世上没有人能够免掉死亡。
There's no one who can live forever.
也没有人能够免掉这种因死亡来的各种的恐惧。
And can be avoided from feeling fear from death.
所以，刚刚讲的这些神明，他不会去帮助人面对这个死亡的时候，借着他的能力去。对抗这种死亡。
So the deities that the other religions worship, they would not help people face death.
那么基督教为什么要有这个复活节呢？
Now why do Christians celebrate Easter or the resurrection of Christ? Number one,
既然耶稣是上帝的独生子，
because Jesus is the one begotten Son of God,
他是神，
He is God Himself.
为什么他这一位神需要死去，
why
然后还要需要活过来，
and then be resurrected?
既然是神，不就是永远不死吗？
If he is God, why does he need to die?
这就问到一个很重要的基督教信仰的核心。
But that touches the core of our faith.
上帝在圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，起初人是神造的。
In the Bible, it teaches us that God created man.
当时人是可以享受上帝所给的上帝的同在，也可以享受上帝所给的永恒的生命。
So that we can enjoy the eternal life that God has given us.
但很可惜，人被魔鬼引诱。
But unfortunately, we were tempted by the devil.
人不愿意再听神的话。
And we no longer want to.
人要自作主张。
We want to make up our own minds.
所以他们就违背了神，就犯了罪。
So then we sin against God.
罪的本意不是你犯了某一条法律。
The true meaning of sin is not that you have disobeyed a rule.Or law.
罪的本意是你违背了神的心意，不准确，射箭没有击中神的心意，那叫做罪。
It means that we have missed the target, God's will.
所以人开始自私，开始说谎，人开始有贪心，开始虚伪。
That's why we became jealous, we became fake, we became selfish.
种种的罪行就一直延伸出来。
And all the nature of sin manifests itself in our lives.
但是我们每一个人在那无所不知和这位圣洁上帝面前，我们就会因此站立不住。
But because we are sinful, we cannot stand in front of God.
我也失去了神的祝福。
And we have lost God's blessing.
不但如此，我们还必须面对自己的罪所带来的不安和死亡。
Not only that, we have to face the uneasiness we feel when we face death.
因为我们已经与那永恒的神没有关系。
Because we no longer have a relationship with God.
因此，只有死亡。
So only death.
我们的生命就没有平安。
There's no peace because we can see only death.
但是人虽然犯了罪，神却是慈爱的上帝。
But even though we have sinned, God still loves us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他愿意主动来解决人的问题。
He's willing to help and resolve this problem that we
have. 所以我们能够和他和好。
So that we can reconcile our relationship with them.
不但跟他和好，我们恢复永恒的生命。
Not only reconcile relationship, but restore our eternal life.
上帝怎么解决这个问题？
How did God resolve our problem?
用什么办法解决这个问题？
How did He give us a solution?
这个解决的办法就是借着他的爱子耶稣基督。
It's through His Son Jesus Christ.
他来替我们舍命，赎了那个罪的工价。
To die for us and redeem our lives.
当被赎罪了之后，我们生命重新可以在神的面前站立得住，我们成为洁净的人。
And because our sins have been washed away, we can again stand in front of God.
这个方法就是他钉在十字架上。
And that is through Jesus' crucifixion on the cross.
公诸于世。
To proclaim to the world.
说神的儿子来到世界为世人的罪死。
That God's only Son came to this world to die for you and me because He loves us.
他的爱已经借着他的爱子耶稣牺牲来显出来。
His love is manifested through the death of Christ.
所以他借着如此的一个解决的办法，把我们要抢救回到神的爱里面，就是在永恒的生命里面来。
And through this way, He has saved us and taken us back to eternal life.
这种爱是无比的爱。
This is selfless love.
没有能够比的爱。
There's nothing greater than this.
就是爱到为人死。
To love someone to die for.
我不晓得各位，你爱过人没有
？Have you ever loved another person？
你有没有爱到为那个你所爱的人来死的爱
？Have you ever loved a person that you're willing to die for that person？
这是从神来显明那种所谓的 agape 的爱。
It's agape love, selfless love.
有一个妇人，一个妈妈，她在煮饭的时候
，There's a mother who when she was cooking，
忽然孩子在外面玩，却被一只老虎叼走了。
That a tiger came and took away her son。
这个妇人看到的时候吓一跳，就赶快因为来不及，就从厨房拿着菜刀就追出来了。
The mother saw this and took a cleaver and went out of the kitchen.
那个老虎一急抓叼着他的孩子，就跳过了一个山沟。
So the tiger jumped over a gutter, right? And ran away.
Yeah. 然后他呢？这个太太呢，这个妈妈也拿着菜刀跳过那个山沟。
And the mother also jumped after him.
结果那个老虎看到那个人又追来，他就跳过一个更远的山沟。
And then he, so the tiger, saw she was, he's being chased. He jumped over a greater, cliff.
这个母亲呢，也跟他一起跳过那个更远的山沟。
And the mother also jumped over the same thing.
这个老虎心想，哇，他碰到一只母老虎。
The tiger thought that, he was, being chased by a woman tiger.那怎么翻？
母老虎，
母老虎，
这个很难翻的，这个是中国人会的。你晓得母老虎的意思吗？
我知道，家里会有母老虎。
家里
有的
吗？
就是不会翻。
所以呢，这个老虎看还是比较搏命好，就放掉了孩子，就快跑了。
So then the tiger dropped the kid and ran away.
哇，那这个妈妈呢？啊，把她的心肝宝贝啊抱起来，啊，真的是心里边好高兴。
So the mother took the son back and I was really happy.
结果她抱着孩子想要回家
，and went home.
发现她回不了家了
，but couldn't find her way home.
因为那个山沟那么远，那怎么来的
？Because she doesn't even know how she jumped over the cliff.
那就叫做无比的爱。
That is a selfless love.
超过人 supernatural.
It's a supernatural love.
那不是来自人性的。
It's not from human nature.
来自神性的。
It's actually from God.
同样的主耶稣的爱。
Now the same type of love Jesus has shown.
他叫我们感动。
He moved us.
主要的原因是什么
？Why?
我们这个败坏的人。
Us sinners.
那到我们的神，如果做坏的东西，就把它丢掉就好了。
He can just discard us because we are imperfect.
可是神没有用这种所谓的理性来处理这个事。
But God did not use His reason.
神用他的感情来做这个事。
He showed us His emotion.
因此他就要叫他的儿子出于他的那一位另外一个神的位格来到世界为世人把命给出去。
So that He has given us His Son Jesus Christ and gave His life for us.
所以呢，当时呢，在罗马的时代。
During the Roman times,
那神无比的爱是在当时罗马各种宗教里面没有听过的。
It's a love that was unheard of at that time.
所以呢, 当时呢, 很多的这个所谓的宗教哲学在那个所谓的希腊时代罗马时代是非常复兴的。
There were a lot of philosophy during Roman and Greek times.
这些宗教都没有所谓的无比的爱在它的内涵里面。
But those philosophies or religions did not teach this type of love.
可是只有基督徒他却永远了解这个信仰是一个爱的信仰。
But only Christians truly understand that their faith is a faith of love.
这个爱是 耶稣基督为世人的罪来死。
Because of the death of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us.
这个爱是没有罪的来替有罪的死。
It's an innocent man dying for the sinners.
这种爱就是无比的爱。
It's a boundless love.
又有人会问, 既然耶稣死了, 而且已经完成任务了, 为什么要三天复活呢?
People may ask, Jesus died, and he already accomplished his mission. Why did he have to come back?
他已经解决了人的罪的问题了，那就结束，为什么还要所谓的复活这个事呢？
He already given us a solution. Why does he need to come back?
圣经里面罗马书第四章那里有记载这一句话。
But in the book of Romans, we can see the answer to this.
他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
He said that Jesus was delivered over the dead for our sins.
被交给人就是钉十字架了啊。
Deliver over to death means to be crucified. He died.
付出那个我们本来该死的，他替我们死的那个罪，所谓的罪债。
He has paid the price of sin for us.
然后后面那句话，复活是为叫我们称义。
And then because his resurrection is for our justification.
什么叫做称义？
What does justification mean?
称义就是站在上帝的面前可以坦然无惧，那叫称义。
It means that to be unafraid standing in front of God.
是上帝看你没有罪了。That
he sees us that we are blameless.
所以你是活过来的人了。That
we are already alive.
另外我们看到这个以弗所书二章也提了。
Now in the book of Ephesians we also see this.
我们一起念好吗?
Can we read it together?
来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Express his kindness to us in Christ.
哇，这里还提的更重要的是，他说我们与他一同复活，还要再与他同在天上。
Why it says that here we were alive together with him and also sitting on the in heaven with him.
也就是说，你死了不是就完了。
So that your life does not end after you die.
也就是说，你死了不用恐惧。
That you don't need to fear death.
因为你的生命是活过来的。
Because you will also be resurrected.
因为耶稣基督活过来了。
Just as Jesus was resurrected. He told you that after death, you still have eternal life. And through Jesus Christ, he has given us his grace.
所以第一个我们看见,
and the first is because of God's love.
他复活,
he came back to life.
第二个,
Number two.
凡信靠耶稣的人,
Those who believe in Christ,
既然当我们离开这个世界之后, 我们的灵魂会到神那里去,
our spirit will be with God after we die.
而且我们还知道, 当耶稣再来的时候, 我们都要再起来,
and when Jesus comes back, we will all be risen again.
我们都要死而复活,
we will be alive again.
那时我们会是一个不朽的身体,
at that time, we'll have new bodies.
和主在新天新地同享那永远的福乐,
and we will be enjoying life in heaven.
不过这个最大的关键是什么呢?
But what is the key here?
主耶稣基督从死里复活这个事情。
The fact that Jesus died and then came back to life.
因为他有那胜过死亡和阴间的权柄。
Because he has authority over death.
也就是死和阴间关不住他。
That hell cannot hold him because he has overcome death.
弟兄姐妹，你怕死吗?
Are you afraid to die, brothers and sisters?
怕死的举手。
If you're afraid to die, raise your hands.
哇，不多了哈。有一点。的痛苦。好，我再问，有在吃维他命的举手。
Raise your hands if you take vitamins.
没关系啦，举下来。有在吃维他命的。
If you take vitamins, please raise your hands.
好，有在看医生的。
If you see doctor, please raise your hands.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
为什么要吃维他命？为什么要看医生？
Why do you need to eat vitamins or see doctors?
如果讲得俗一点，就怕死嘛。
Probably because we're afraid to die.
我们都盼望能够活到永永远远 ，right?
We hope to live as long as we can, right?
我们都不愿意死。
We don't want to die.
可是你没办法。
But you can't help it.
无论你怎么样照顾维护。必然会死。
No matter how you care for your health,
这是从人犯了罪之后带进来的肉体会死。
Because after we sin, our body will perish in this world.
可是人之所以活着，是因为你有一个灵魂，那是你的关键。
But the key of life is because we have a spirit from God.
现在问题来了。
Now the problem is here.
没有人能够抵挡死亡。
Nobody can fight back death.
可是你发现有一件事发生，有一个人可以抵挡死亡，甚至死亡禁锢不住他。
But now we see that there's someone who can overcome death.
那个人叫做耶稣基督。
His name is Jesus Christ.
他告诉你可以的。
He told you yes.
看来圣经讲的，在耶稣基督里，我们都要活过来的。
Because in Jesus Christ we are alive.
因为他是那位赐生命的神用的方法，要借着这位耶稣基督把我们。重新靠着他和他一起活过来。
Because through Jesus Christ, we can come back to life with Him.
所以基督的复活是我们每一个人息息相关的。
So the resurrection of Christ is important to you and me.
你看罗马书第八章十一节那里说的。
In Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
他说：“然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵。”使你们必使身体又活过来。
It says here that our mortal bodies will come back to life because of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这句话不是陈牧师说的。
It's not. I didn't say this.
这句话是那位神说的。
God said this.
神把它记在圣经里面，告诉你我，告诉世上所有的人的。
And it was recorded in the Bible to tell you and me.
就是那个灵，圣灵。
That the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们给这两位姐妹受洗。
We just baptized the sisters here.
我用水给他们施洗。
I baptized them with water.
但是神用圣灵给他们施洗。
But God has baptized them with the Holy Spirit.
他们生命已经有耶稣基督复活的那个圣灵在他们生命里面。
So their life have the Holy Spirit.
所以他们可以不用再怕死。
They don't need to be afraid of death.
死亡禁锢不住他们。
Because death has no hold on them.
所以在这里讲得很清楚。
It's very clear here.
那叫基督耶稣死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们死。的身体又活过来。
That the Spirit that raised Jesus will also raise us.
所以这个哥林多前书十五章二十二节就直接很直白的告诉我们。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
都是在亚当里的众人都死了。
That for as in Adam all die.
照样。
So.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
众人也都要复活。
All will be made alive.
所以我们知道有很多的其他的宗教，他们的神明都很厉害。
We see that many religions they say that their deities are very powerful or smart or very mysterious.
但是他却没有办法实质在死这件事情帮助人。
But they can't help people face death.
例如说，在香港或者是台湾的很多人拜这个关公。
For example, many people worship a General Guang.
关公，关公各位晓得吧？关公。
In Hong Kong or
看过《三国演义》没？
Have you seen the book The Romance of Three Kingdoms?
三国演义不是有一个关公很厉害吗？
There's a general called 关公。Or Guan, General Guang.
这个关公他就是能够过五关斩六将嘛，是吧？
He could pass different gates and kill enemies.
传说啊，这个关公啊，就是关羽嘛，哈，他在三国演义是关羽，他要死的时候，他被射了十几支的箭。
In a legend, we were told that before he died, he was shot by more than 10 arrows.
但是因为箭射在他身上，他哦就站在那里，前后左右给他射吧，哈。
He was standing there, and all the arrows were shooting at him.
满身被箭射中。
They all went into his body.
可是呢，据传呢，他就一直站在那里没有倒下来。
But through legend, he was still standing there, even though he was shot.
所以后人呢，看到他这样子呢，哇，就敌人看了吓得半死，怎么会有人射不死的哈？
The enemy saw this and were afraid of him.
因此后来的人看见这个关公呢，非常的英勇。
And people saw that he was such a brave general.
啊，就来拜他。
And started to worship him.
如果拜关公的话
，And if you worship 关公，
国税局的人要来查税，查不到。
The IRS cannot, find something bad about you.
你拜关公的话，
if you worship 关公，
你这个以前台湾他们有那个跑三点半，这个快要嘎不过去的时候，拜关公就嘎过去了。
嘎是什么东西？Something about passing over.
这个可以开始哈，呀、yeah, yeah. ，对他的那 financial 就可以，对 OK 啊。
哦、OK. You have good financial.
所以为什么香港来的台湾？因为做生意很多需要过关嘛。
Oh, I see. Okay, you need to pass different difficulties in your life gates.
所以你这个做起 business 来就可以过五关斩六将，宏图大展。
So that you can be like the general guan and overcome all those different difficulties.
Okay, 但是人心里面有这种投射哦。
There is something that people expect of him.
所以我们当中有没有姓关的？
Is anyone here whose name is
Guan? 跟他多交朋友，他帮助你过关。
Maybe he will help you pass all your difficulties in life.
开玩笑啊。
I was just joking.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
三国演义里面没有说这个关公是神。
In this romance of Three Kingdoms, they never said that he was God.
也没有曾经在历史上说他是神。
And he never called himself God.
他也没有说他英勇到一个地步，他是可以升天的。
He never told people that I'm so brave that I am going to heaven.
所以呢，我们晓得啊，
so、
人就是人。
People are people.
人是软弱的。
We are weak.
关公其实他自己是泥菩萨过河，自身难保的。
关公 cannot help himself.
我们这个人其实也都是平凡人啊。
And we are all ordinary people.
我们当然不会说射中射他箭射到他不会倒，都会倒了。
Yeah, if I get shot by arrow,
其实不要说射箭呐、
啊。Not only arrow.
有时候这个太太破火大骂，我们就吓得腿软的。
If my wife yells at me, my knees will be weak.
所以他刚才讲说他那个母老虎刚好在后面站，让他吓，他
现在看我
就
脚软。脚软。
所以关公不可能带出让人死而复活，因为他自己都没有死而复活。
So 关公 cannot help himself because he cannot help others. He can't even help himself.
同样的，你看佛教的创始人释迦牟尼也是。
If you look at Sakyamuni, the founder of Buddhism,
我知道他到处去传扬佛法哈。
He talked to people about Buddhism.
经过这个学者考察，据说哈，这个释迦牟尼他的死是因为在芒果园吃芒果坏了肚子，后来就一直下痢就死掉了。
Scholars have found that, you know, he might have died because he ate too much mangoes in the mango grove and have diarrhea.
Yeah. 许多人呢，比较相信就是这个。释迦牟尼他是到处弘扬佛法哈，那没有，他当时他没有要人去拜他的。
Now he never asked people to worship him.
他自己是一个悟道的人。
He was just someone who was enlightened.
然后他也要人也去修，让他们每一个人就自己要修自己，然后你有一天可以悟道。
So he asked people to show to help to train themselves so that they can also be enlightened.
基本上佛教是无神论的。
Now, so in that sense, Buddhism is atheist.
我们知道佛教有这个大乘佛教、小乘佛教哈。那这个我们这个大乘佛教跑到中国来，我们就变成拜，把这个先拿来拜当成神。其实佛教是没有神，他自己就是神，所以只有放下屠刀，立地成佛，每一个人都可以成神的。
Now the true form of Buddhism means that there's no God, because everyone can become enlightened.
所以释迦牟尼也没有死里复活。
But Sakyamuni didn't come back to life.
他死了就死了。
After he died, he died.
他泥菩萨过河。
He couldn't help himself as well.
他自身难保。
Can't help himself.
所以你们自己就是自求多福，你们自己要去修吧。
So that's why he's teaching people need to train themselves.
他并没有为人死，也没有复活。
He never died for people, and he doesn't have the power to bring people back to life.
你信他，你也不会跟他一起复活。
So if you believe in him, you can be risen together with him.
但是相反的，我们刚才所读的圣经，耶稣清楚这样说。
But in the Bible, we see Jesus says this.
路加福音24:45这段话讲得很清楚。
In the book of Luke, chapter 24, it says.
所以耶稣开那些门徒的心窍，让他们明白圣经。
That he opened the minds of their disciples so they could understand the scripture.
明白圣经什么？
To understand what?
圣经说什么？
What does the Bible tell them?
耶稣就告诉他们，圣经怎么说？
It says here in the Bible,
道经上所写的, 基督必受害, 第三日必死里复活。
It says that he is to die and suffer, but he will be raised on the third day.
耶稣自己告诉他们, 我会死而且会复活。
He told people that he will die and be resurrected.
他自己亲自这样子宣告出来。
He proclaimed that he is the Messiah was talked about in the Bible.
并且他还说, 圣经已经 记明了这个事情，而现在我告诉你，我是会死，并且也会复活。
It's written in the Bible already. That's what's going to happen, and I am the person who's going to die and rise up.
所以耶稣在世的时候很清楚告诉这些人，
So when he was alive,
他是神，
he told people he's God.
他是上帝的儿子，
that he was the Son of God.
他要为我人舍命牺牲，死在十字架上。
That he have died for people on the cross.
他宣告。 他要复活,
but he also proclaimed he's going to come back.
而且他真的复活了,
and then he came back.
他告诉那些门徒,
he told the disciples that he was resurrected.
所以他复活的时候，圣经记载那些门徒把他记下来的话，显给五百人看，显给许多人看，在世上40天的时间印证，不约而同知道，而且晓得经历他已经复活。
And when he came back, he spent 40 days to let people see that he's alive. He spent time with his disciples and 400 people.
所以复活这件事情在基督的信仰里面，它不只是一种所谓的哲理而已。
So it's not just a philosophy, resurrection.
而是一个在历史事实发生的事情。
But it's something that happened in history.
而且这个事情要借着耶稣基督不断一直发生到今日在你我的身上。
And through Jesus Christ, it's happening every day in our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
它不是一个伟大哲理,
it's not just a great teaching.
它是一个事实,
it's a reality.
而且是一个经验,
it's an experience.
而且继续在进行,
and it's continuous.
第三个我们看,
and let's see the third point.
当耶稣还没有受难之前,
before Jesus died for us,
哇, 有很多门徒跟随他,
there were a lot of people who followed him.
他们晓得这个, 耶稣是一个很厉害的老师,
they knew that he was a great teacher.
甚至他们也晓得他将来要做王,
and he knew that he will be king.
他们一直跟随他,
so they follow him.
听他说他要带领人能够回到神的家里面,
they understood that he's going to
bring people back to God
to restore the kingdom.
所以他们跟着他,
of Israel. So they follow him.
甚至他们甚至呢，当耶稣要这个进到耶路撒冷的时候，他们跪下来拜他。
So before Jesus entered Jerusalem, they even bowed down and shouted Hosanna.
如果用现代话，他是一个 superstar.
He was like a superstar.
超级巨星，好多人跟随着他。
A lot of people follow him.
但是万万没有想到，
but we never know.
没有隔几天，
that a few days later,
这个超级巨星竟然被抓去钉十字架。
This superstar was captured and crucified.
也就是说死得很难看,
that he didn't die well.
他没有做王,
he didn't become king.
却死得那么丑陋,
and he died ugly.
所以对这些门徒来讲, 他们就看到这个幕, 他们就全溜走了。
And when the disciples saw this, they left him.
他们所有的观念, 所有的那个信仰, 全崩溃了。
Their faith have fallen apart.
当他死了以后,
after Jesus died,
他们没有相信。
They don't know how to believe.
假如他是神, 怎么会死?
If Jesus was king, how could he die?
他们没有相信, 他竟然死得那么难看,
they can't believe that he died such a shameful death.
所以他们开始怀疑,
so they have doubt.
耶稣所告诉他们所有的事情,
everything that Jesus taught them.
甚至他们有的人回去重操旧业,
so some of them went back home and took up their old jobs.
可是当耶稣复活之后,
but after Jesus died,
他显给门徒看之后,
and resurrected,
他们明白,
he showed himself to the disciples and they understood.
他讲的话是真的,
everything he said was true.
所以这些门徒了,
so the disciples
就放下工作,
left their work again,
重新开始,
continue their lives.
我们看见在这个路加福音24章第4节那里记载的,
now in the book of Luke 24 it says,
说他们正诧异之间忽然有两个人这是天使在他们旁边,
that when the disciples were wondering,
那两个天使对他们说,
there were two angels,
为什么在死人中找活人呢?
Why are you looking for living, living men among the dead?
他不在这里,
Jesus is not here.
他不在这里,
he's not here.
不在这里又怎么样?
He's not here. Where is he?
后面那句话, 已经复活了,
because he has risen.
然后后面叫他们要知道, 一张纪念他在加利利的时候告诉你们的, 他要被怎么样怎么样子的对待。 八节, 门徒就想起耶稣的话来。
And then they reminded him what Jesus told them before.
就是耶稣被钉十字架以前告诉他们，在那个被钉之后，他们整个破灭了，现在整个被建立起来了。
Now they have been restored. Their faith has been restored.
他们的信仰回到原处了。
They came back to their faith.
他的复活就建立了他们的信心。
Because the resurrection of Christ established their hearts.
原来那是事实。
That is the truth.
是宇宙中有人类之间没有发生过的事情。
It's something that never happened before.
他们的老师真的复活了。
Their teacher really resurrected.
所以到这个时刻，他们的信心重新建立起来。
And their faith was restored.
他们了解，哦，原来耶稣基督钉十字架是为他们受难。
And they understood that Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣钉十字架是使他们的罪可以蒙赦免。
So that their sins can be forgiven.
现在耶稣复活这件事，告诉他们在上帝面前可以成为义人。
So that they can be justified in front of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
假如耶稣没有复活，
if Jesus didn't come back to life,
那耶稣只是一个伟大的老师，
then Jesus was just a teacher.
很像西方的苏格拉底，
maybe like Socrates.
很像中国的孔子，
maybe like Confucius.
只是一个伟人，
just a great man.
但是不是，
but he's not.
孔子没复活，
Confucius didn't come back to life.
苏格拉底没复
活， Socrates didn't resurrect himself.
这位耶稣基督，
it was Jesus Christ.
他不是只有老师，
he's not just a teacher.
他就是神自己。
Because he's God.
而且他做的事情不是教导劝人为善。
And he's not only teaching people to be good.
他做的事情是告诉人怎么样能够在上帝面前成为善。
He's teaching people how to be good in front of, in God's eyes.
就是透过耶稣基督。
And that's through him.
他流血。
His blood.
是为你为我。
He bled for you and me.
你要接纳这个事情。
You have to receive it.
请耶稣基督为你舍命。
And ask Jesus to save you.
所以我们看到。
Now we see.
门徒后来回耶路撒冷去了。
When the disciples came back to Jerusalem,
你知道那个时候耶路撒冷是一个重灾区。
Do you know that Jerusalem was a town of crisis?
所谓重灾区，是因为当时耶稣基督就在耶路撒冷被抓、被钉十字架了。
Because Jesus was captured and crucified in Jerusalem.
罗马兵丁还继续在抓他的党羽。
The Roman soldiers were still trying to capture all the people affiliated with Jesus.
而这些人呢、啊，看到老师复活之后啊，他们竟然回到重灾区，不怕死。
And those disciples, they were willing to go back to Jerusalem.
他们在那个耶路撒冷，他们就聚在一起。
And together in this town.
然后开始就福音大爆炸。
And there was explosion of
什么叫做福音
evangelism.
什么叫福音
？What is the gospel?
福音就是神的儿子为世人钉十字架。
The gospel is the story of Jesus Christ dying on
the cross. 然后为人复活。
And be resurrected.
这叫做福音。
That is the gospel.
哎，不怕死吗
？Are they not afraid?
不怕死吗
？Were they not afraid?
重灾区耶。为什么自投罗网
？A very dangerous place. Why did they go back to this place?
为什么
？Why? Why are they willing to do it?
弟兄姐妹不要睡。为什么
？Don't sleep. Why? Let me ask you why.
为什么
？Why?
因为事实是如此。
Because that's the reality for them.
他们开始不怕死了。
They're not longer afraid to die.
因为他们的生命在基督里已经活过来了。
Because they were resurrected through Christ.
他们老师都可以被杀死然后活过来，他们怕什么呢？
Their teacher have come back to life.
这是上帝要他们成绩的很重要的。
That's something that God is
telling them. 建立他们能够去成为见证人的。
To establish, restore their faith and be His witness.
所以我们看见，他们不是那个贪生怕死，像彼得当时三次不认主，不再如此了。
So they are no longer denying God, just like Peter three times.
他们现在心服口服的来见证耶稣基督。为世人钉十字架，也为世人活过来。
They are fully convinced and willing to give full testimony of how Jesus died and resurrected, brothers and sisters.
当然会有人会丢出一个问题。
Maybe people may ask,
假如当时罗马帝国还继续在抓这些所谓的基督徒或抓这些所谓的信耶稣的人
，If the Roman soldiers are still trying to seize the Christians,
而且罗马人还继续在迫害这些基督徒
and persecute those Christians,
为什么耶稣基督？他复活了，不在他们面前再活给他们看呢
？Why didn't Jesus appear in front of those soldiers？
让那一些想要抓基督徒、迫害基督徒人，让他们看见耶稣基督就在现场，在狮子跟就哒啦，我在这里。
If he appeared in front of those people who want to persecute the Christians，
耶稣怎么不去使得那些不信的人、那些罗马人看见他？哒哒，亮晶晶 ，Superstar 出现，我活过来了，让那些人心服口服，就逼迫他们了。
Why didn't he just show in front of them that he was came back to life？
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
有两个理由。
There's two reasons for this。
第一个，首先
，One，
那些不相信耶稣的人，
those people who don't believe in Christ，
即使他们看见的这一件神迹，他们也会不信的。
Even if they see Jesus come back to life, they wouldn't believe it anyways.
怎么会？
Why would that be?
这里有圣经记载。
It's recorded here in the Bible.
你看到哈，在约翰福音第十二章。
In the book of John,
36, 37。
Chapter 12, 36 and 37 verses.
请各位来念好吗？
Can we read it together?
好，我们要念来。约翰福音第十二章三十六，来，你们应当趁着有光，因从这光，使你们成为光明之子。耶稣说了这话，就离开他们，隐藏了。他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们。
Even after Jesus had performed so many signs,
有没有看到？
They still would not believe in him.
虽然行了许多神迹，他们还是。
Even Jesus performed so many miracles in front of people, they still didn't believe.
当时那些祭司长老、法利赛人，他们不是没有看到他让瞎子看见、让瘸腿行走，不是不知道。
The priests and Pharisees saw him make the lame walk and the blind see. They still didn't believe him.
但是他们不相信他是神的儿子。
They didn't believe that he was the Son of God.
他们甚至伙同一起和罗马人把他钉死。
And they tried to get the Romans to crucify him.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
在使徒行传的第十章四十四十一。
In the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 40.
这段圣经我们看见，他也在讲这个耶稣复活的事。
He also talks about how Jesus was raised to life.
四十节说，第三日神叫他复活显现出来。四十一节，不是显给众人看，乃是显给各位点来，神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看。
He was shown to be witness from whom God has already chosen.
原来耶稣复活之后只显给部分的，就是神预先要拣选为他做见证的人看。
Because God's plan is for him to appear himself to people who he have chosen to be witnesses.
到这里我们看见耶稣复活的中心信息就是要基督徒去成为复活的基督的见证。
And we see that the center of Jesus' resurrection message is to be a witness of Jesus Christ.
这位复活的基督要求每一个信他复活的人，也经历他复活的人，要采取行动。
So that all of us who believe in his resurrection need to take action.
有一个人呢，他的名字叫做康乃尔先生，就是康乃尔大学的那个康乃尔哈，康乃尔先生。他早在他过世之前呢、啊，他已经告诉跟当地的葬仪社谈好。
There is a person, Mr. Carnegie, who have.Before he died, he had told his the funeral partner.
就是他过世的时候，不要用传统的发这个讣文。
That don't give out 讣文，
就是那个死的时候要告诉人家说他死了， 要有一个像 bulletin 这样寄给人家，
yeah,
在新闻里面说我。某某人某某人的爸爸这个什么时候生病死了
right, like a notice.A notice of death.
不过你还年轻，不用知道这个。
Sorry.
那这个瑞典的老先生他特别交代。
But this person he specially told the funeral parlor.
告诉葬仪社的是他的讣文要低调一点。
That it has to be low key.
他就死了就死了，不要到全世界的人都知道，他不要。
That he doesn't want the whole world to know that he died.
他就说，我死了，简单扼要。
That it has to be something a simple notification.
你只要给他写说我死了。
Just announce that in the newspapers that he died.
后来果然他九十二岁高龄就真的死了。
And then he truly died when he was 92.
结果真的他的讣文就真的只刊登我死了三个字。
And the news on the paper says that he died. It's just simple.Words that he died.
但是没有想到这种突破传统、简洁有力的讣文呐、啊，反而引起全世界的媒体的关注。
That even though it was a simple notice, the whole world paid attention to this.
这位老先生原本想说低调完成他人生的最后一段阶段。
That first he finished his walk in life.
但是没有想到他的三个字的讣文反倒引起更多的注意。
That his simple words actually capture people's eyes.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上，他的讣文本来也只写着他死了。
When Jesus died on the cross, his notification just said that he died.
但是三天之后
，But three days later，
这些消息却扭转了。
This news changed.
这个新闻头条是他活了。
The news now says that he's alive.
这是圣经许多的篇幅在宣告，在说明的耶稣基督复活所带来的结果。
And that's the result of people, so many witnesses proclaiming that he's alive.
这个他使得转成许许多多赞美的诗歌，我们有唱因他活着，转成赞美的诗歌。
And his death has inspired people to write songs for him.
他确实复活了。
He's indeed alive.
从第一代的门徒，
from the first generation of believers,
一直到我们这一代的门徒。
Until our generation,
我们都是耶稣基督的见证人。
We are all his witnesses.
怎么见证他呢？
How do we witness him?
当人能不能够从我们身上看见耶稣基督的作为的时候，
that when people cannot see Jesus work in our lives,
人就在别的地方找不到，
then they won't see God in other places.
耶稣基督的复活。
And they won't see Jesus' resurrection in other places.
当人遇到我们的时候，不能从我们身上看到耶稣基督复活。
If they can't see Jesus is alive in our lives,
他在别的地方也看不见耶稣基督复活的事。
In other places, they won't find Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神的心意就拣选你我成为他复活的见证人。
God has chosen you and me to be witnesses of his resurrection.
当你的生命被耶稣基督改变，
so that when your lives were changed by Christ,
人就看见耶稣基督的复活。
Jesus will see, I mean, people will see Jesus' resurrection in your life.
当你的老脾气、老个性改变。
When you have a transformation in your life,
人就看见耶稣基督复活。
People will see his resurrection in you.
当你的老习惯、坏习惯改变。
When you change your bad habits, old habits,
人就看见耶稣基督复活。
People will see Jesus in your life.
当你讲话的习惯、当你的语气改变。
When you change the tone of your voice, when you talk to people,
人就看见耶稣基督的复活。
People will see Jesus' resurrection in that.
当你的生活充满了从天上来的喜乐。
When your life is full of joy from heaven,
你的生活不被这世上的黑暗所胜，
that you're not overcome by the darkness of this world,
人就看见耶稣基督的复活。
People will see Jesus' resurrection in your lives.
感谢主，这是何等宝贝。
Thank God that this is such a precious fact.
底下有我们教会的其他的节目，我们再继续进行。
Okay, thank you for listening to the sermon.
弟兄姐妹平安，我们要用感恩奉献和十一奉献来敬拜我们的神，请招待预备，我们一起起立，我们来献上我们感恩的诗歌。起立。